Next up, we have Vasil Kecheliev from the Department of Biology. Vasil's presentation is titled Mouse Mittens.
I would like to start by once again inviting you to take a moment to slow down, close your eyes, and try to bring your attention to the feeling of your clothes against your skin. As you slowly begin to open your eyes, I'd like to point out that for many of you in this room, you likely weren't thinking about the texture of your shirt or the potential dampness or itchiness of your socks. Even though we are all constantly bombarded by this steady stream of sensory stimuli, our nervous systems do an excellent job of helping us keep focus on what is most important in the moment, like what it is that I'm saying to you right now, for example. In order to keep from being overwhelmed, like my brain did a little while ago, our brains have evolved efficient ways to filter and process all of the various sights, sounds, and textures that you can imagine. One such example is known as cortical sensory adaptation. However, its underlying mechanisms remain unknown. I study this adaptation by simulating continuous touch in mice. I do this by wiggling their paw really quickly, kind of like if they were wearing metaphorical mouse mittens. What I see using state-of-the-art in vivo imaging techniques is characteristic of cortical sensory adaptation. The corresponding brain activity decreases by nearly 50% relative to baseline over the course of stimulation. That's a really big change. And it occurs extremely quickly too, on the order of only 10 to hundreds of milliseconds. What's more is that as the stimulation continues, the brain activity decreases even further and faster. But perhaps most interestingly is that this dampened response doesn't just reset as soon as the metaphorical mittens are taken off. It actually seems to persist after the fact as well. So why does this all matter? Well, beyond testing the theoretical tolerance of a mouse wearing mittens, this work actually provides insight toward a fundamental question of neuroscience, which is how do our brains process all of this information? Studying this in healthy brains will help us compare and contrast the mechanisms of impaired sensory processing as well, like in autism spectrum disorders, potentially leading to novel insights in towards treatment and management techniques. Thank you very much for your time.